Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting third. The center fielder, Ted Ulander. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Duke Sims. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Roy Foster. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Hydman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Paul. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paul. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting third. The center fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Fernandez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Catfish Hunter. And now, play ball. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles strikes out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paul fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball four. Alou moves to second. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alou moves to third. Mincher moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. Two outs. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Hydeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydeman hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul strikes out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Sim settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 1 in the game. Olander strikes out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Sim settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fossey hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hyndman hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paul fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paul is 0 for 1 in the game. Paul strikes out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Fred Lasher now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hyndman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Alou moves to second. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0 for 2 in the game. Uhlander hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Larry Brown now playing third base. Greg Nettles now playing left field. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green strikes out. One out. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hennigan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-3 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Monday pinch runs for Joe Rudy. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Felipe Alou now playing left field. Reggie Jackson now playing right field. Rick Monday now playing center field. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fosse hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Fosse reaches second base with a double. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fosse scores. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Jack Hydeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydeman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hydeman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hydeman. The throw from Fernandez and he is out, Green applying the tag. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou bunts towards the mound. Hennigan fields it and throws to first for the out. Bando moves to second. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Mincher is walked intentionally. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Bando moves to third. Mincher moves to second. Dick Ellsworth now pitching. Tito Francona pinch hits for Dick Green. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydeman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony La Russa now playing second base. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-3 in the game. Leon bunts towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. Nettles moves to second. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-3 in the game. Olander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nettles scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Marcel Lachman now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Belander moves to second. Veda Pinson pinch hits for Dick Ellsworth. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Veda Pinson. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Greg Nettles now playing third base. Rich Hand now pitching. Jose Tartabull pinch hits for Paul Lindblad. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jackson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.